And welcome to the Caffeinated Podcast. So we're here at Starbucko's again. It is Justin McFatches along with, introduce yourselves, gentlemen, again.
It just tickles the shit out of you whenever you say Starbucko's.
Starbucko's?
Yeah, see, you did it again.
Starbucko's!
You're like, Starbucko's.
Play a different coffee shop that we keep naming different things? Yes. Yeah. Now, for now, I think, like I said, we're going to eventually go to other places and check them out, but this is good. I like it here.
Yeah, it's a place.
It's a place with things.
Let me be you for this. I like it. It's nice.
Works for me. Bart's here. Hello, Bart.
Yes, I'm the lead guitarist, lead Stradivarius player, lead everything, lead bassist, upright, downright, sideways for my new band, Gertz Churls.
Yes, and then Jeff's in the background somewhere. Hi, Jeff. Hi. I can't hear Jeff. Poor Jeff's new microphone for Jeff.
Armenian Jeff, he's the skin flute player.
He's on his phone. He can't be fucked.
A loudspeaker.
What do you think, Jeff?
Yeah.
Apparently he's down the road.
Yeah, he's down the road being a dick. This is what, episode 4. Not bad, guys. Not bad. We're here.
The last episode we'd like to apologize about. We were just not in the game. So, what do you think?
I think the other one was pretty good. We were in the tone about how social media and
it sucked. And just because you're the HNIC for your fucking show doesn't mean that it was good. It was just, God, I swear to God, I swear to Christ, it was fucking taboo.
Well, y'all said it before I could, so.
Fair enough.
Even Jeff number 2.
Oh,
or number
I've been
1.
I've been in shame ever since.
Ever since Gertz Curls?
Yeah. I built a crying room at my house.
You have enough room?
Yeah. I had two other rooms to work with in there. So I built a crying room, and there's another one where there might be human flesh and some welding involved.
Yes. That's a good puppy room.
I decided to do something a little different on this one. I'm gonna let one of you guys or both of you guys, whatever you want to do, pick a good subject this time, and we'll talk about it instead of just me. I'll let you guys.
It is not going to be anything about Facebook,
okay,
or Plenty of Fish, or anything of the like.
Hey, what do you got going on Facebook right now, Bart?
No, going in kidding. Raw right now, baby.
Yes. So this weekend at the Rotary Club. Yeah, we kind of came with an empty wallet to this one, didn't we?
No, not really. We were all fired up earlier.
Can we talk about people who make bad decisions?
Okay.
Whoa.
Bad decisions. Like that? Yeah, that's the first one tonight.
Holy shit.
What's he like playing his
what
music
is that,
so loud?
Fucking Swahili smoking through their fucking speaker?
Kalima, Kalima! We did pick it up, actually.
What is with boat speakers and people's vehicles?
Boat speakers?
I thought it was
they're
like
really
some
boat
Orwellian
speakers.
Orwellian dictator was about to announce its curfew for tonight. You will report to carousel.
Yeah, there was a vehicle that went by, and apparently they were auctioning each other off with a beat. Sold.
Oh man, I love that song. It's
that's one of the perks of doing a podcast outside in the actual outside somewhere.
So we can't do a podcast about bad decisions.
Yeah, we can do one about. You want to talk about bad decisions?
Lots of people make bad decisions.
I think we've made our share. Look where we are now.
Oh, I made a lot of bad decisions.
I know a lot of people who make bad decisions.
Yeah, we can talk about bad decisions.
Let's talk about this person I know. Her name is redacted.
Deleted.
Deleted. Let's talk about
it's all bacon.
How made another in this. Oh, yeah, that's right. You don't bleep out cuss words.
No, it's not.
So it turns out that wasn't a chicken that Hawkeye threw away. He's a card.
The whole deck.
All right, so bad decisions. Jeff, what do you got?
What do I got? I'm pretty much the embodiment of that, aren't I? I've either made bad decisions or I was somebody's bad decision. Many people's bad decision.
I did a lot of fucked up things earlier. I mean, not earlier today. I mean,
what? The night's young. You've got time.
Yeah, I meant like earlier in life. I've done a lot of. I don't say there's necessarily bad decisions. I'll say that.
Wow, whatever. Just might be listening.
Name dropper.
I don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck. I'll just fix this up. But like, I made
I'm
a bad
doing,
decision.
I'm not.
No,
I'm
not name dropping. All right.
Not name dropping.
But now I have made some bad decisions.
You're going to probably want to add a beep to that.
Maybe.
Or like an awooga horn or something. For instance,
I'm surprised nobody's
put
invited.
The Godzilla sound.
Yes.
Best cry ever.
Oh yeah, that guy's like drug addiction really made our night that night.
I think so. I think another good one they should have edited in there. Boy,
oh, yeah, Scrim voice.
Yes, from Hell. Hellraiser.
Hellraiser.
No, I know. Phantasm.
The epic cry.
The epic cry.
Phantasm.
Bart, what do you feel about bad decisions? Or was that just a joke, and we're actually going to talk about something else?
Just, it seems to be. That's like the new thing now is just people I know making the absolute shittiest decisions in the world. I mean, I've made my fair share, but this is not the absolute goat fucks that I've seen
there you go.
Around me.
Good old word. Jeff, we always come up with bad ideas.
This same person is trying to tell me, trying to have me congratulate them for making said bad decision. I'm like, no.
No. Congratulations, you completed a great game. It's all spelled wrong.
I always love when they expect adoration for that kind of thing, too. It's like, hey, congratulations, I'm really glad you... Oh, they're going to be cleaning you off the pavement for a while.
No, this person has exacerbated their situation even worse. It's like, congrats, you...
Fuck up.
Negligent monster.
I'm not going to ask, but I can only assume that the phrase shag carpet is going to come up an awful lot.
Yeah. Carpet burns, too.
Something about bad decisions, I don't even know what that means or implies. So, I mean, we're already off to a pretty good start.
I don't know what that... I can assume...
Yeah, we won't drop names, but...
Yeah, no, I know.
I like to believe that every decision is a good decision until it goes wrong.
Yeah,
yes.
Like investing in Pogs.
Hey, I like Pogs. I didn't... Wait.
You see my point.
Okay, fair enough. No, I'll take that. What was that? Remember the Onion thing a while back, like a couple years back, the one about the guy that can't stop but fuck up all the time?
Yeah.
Constantly fucks up. He went to the ATM, and that went to shit, and then he tried to correct that, and that went to shit. Huh? Blueberries.
It's like a Kentucky Fried Movie sketch, really.
Samuel L. Brockowitz presents The Man Who Could Not Stop Fucking Up.
But no, people do fuck up quite often. I've fucked up plenty of times.
Yeah, but this is not a hopefully not a monumental one like
no.
that I just mentioned.
No, no, no. I haven't monumentally fucked up. There's different levels, Bart. And then there's a fuck up in
the
progress. Those are fun to watch.
Fuckosaurus. That's the worst level right there. That's DEFCON fuck up right there.
DEFCON fuck up.
Yeah.
Oh.
DEFCON fuck uposaurus rex.
Yes.
Jeff, you've seen some fuck ups.
Oh yeah. Seen some, known some, been one.
Done some.
Done some. We've all done some fuck ups.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It happens, you know, people.
It's like communism. So your fuck up could be next to you, right?
Mailboxes out getting the process, but
yeah.
Done some fucked up.
Yeah. New Chinese dish, done some fucked up.
I don't know. I just think that.
Sounds really more Thai.
Could
whatever,
be.
Jeff. You and your $10 fucking words.
We're going to call this done fucked up.
Well,
I didn't charge you shit, Bart. Calm down.
I think that, you know, people do like to, you know, I don't know if they like to fuck up, they just do fuck up. But do they realize it is a fuck up, or do they know it's a fuck up and keep fucking up anyway?
I'm not to change the subject, Jessa, but I notice when me and Jeff bounce off of one another or something, you have this nervous, kind of like the guy in Aliens who was trying to radio in, like, open up the gate! I don't know what to do.
Lay down suppressing fire.
Lay down. Yeah.
Oh no, I'm used to like interviewing.
You look nervous.
No, I'm just tired. I'm nervous. I'm used
don't
to
don't blame your fatigue on being nervous.
No, I'm not nervous.
Two entirely different things.
I'm not nervous.
I told you I was gonna be salty tonight.
You are salty. You salty fucking cracker. You.
I am the Morton Salt bitch.
Big old pretzel.
A great big bushy salty beard.
Fucking hot fuss.
Because he's fuck ugly.
Yeah.
I'm not ugly. Go fuck yourself.
Just quoting the movie, you oversensitive bastard. Calm down.
No, I'm not oversensitive. I'm oversalty. I am MSG.
Play the Godzilla sound. Jeff wants some MFG, MSG. What?
I don't know. I can't. He's mumbling. He wants M&Ms or some shit.
M&Ms. All right.
Them all to be brown. I want possibly 666 of them.
Tour riders. The whole bucket. Jeff, you remember the time we did the tour rider for Not Rare?
Oh, God. Dude. No, I remember of it. I don't remember.
It was like this ridiculous list we put together, yeah. I don't remember much of the details. Oh, shit. Live plane coverage.
I think we just ripped off the Iggy Pop and the Stooges tour rider or something.
I think Matt was reading the Steve Martin
yeah.
ones he does because he plays the banjo, and he goes, yeah, he's cool.
Yeah, we'd like to give a shout-out to Matt Hickman. He used to be part of the podcast.
Not for Air podcast, yeah.
Not for Air.
Yeah, you know, he was one of the original members. He was, and it never would be the same without him. I 100% agree with that. I can never, ever not have it like that. Trust me, I'm doing it on my own now, and it's not good. Trust me. It's not. No, it's the anger train.
Cue the Scorpion song.
Without you. But
yeah.
So, yeah.
Now that we've actually got a tangible example of fuck-ups other than
you. Yeah, right. This whole show's a fuck-up. Wait, or Not Fair. Which one? What are we doing?
Let me tell you about fucking up.
Okay.
During this entire conversation, I got distracted by, in just the right light, looking at the grill on the microphone. It looks like the big ball thing at Epcot Center. And I'm not even stoned.
Jeff's vision is fucked up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Talk.
You know what?
Try talking into it too. There you go.
We should make this podcast.
Was
is
I not talking close enough?
Yeah, you're like. Yeah, there you go.
This podcast is dedicated to those who want to make a drinking game. How many times have we said fuck up? Right now, people are going to die of liver failure.
Yeah.
After this podcast, they want to make a drinking game out of it.
That's not the first time. I think I was counting how many times I said fuck about Facebook. Jeff walked in the car. I'm like, I was at 50. I'm like, it's not over yet. I can make a drinking game out of anything. Drunk driver is a fun drinking game.
Speaking of fuck ups.
No, really.
Siberian over here.
No.
Wearing a fucking bad religion shirt that says fuck on the back of it. Where do we dine tonight?
Chick-fil-A.
The most Christian fucking Jonestown that serves good delicious chicken.
That works a lot better when you don't really do that on purpose.
Well, see, I was like, I thought that one of the workers, like one of these uber Christian types, was going to shank him like in a prison.
Nah.
Jesus saves, motherfucker. Jesus saves, motherfucker. You got kicked out of the mall, but not Chick-fil-A. They're like, we strongly advise you not to wear such derogatory things.
Yeah, he's got a bad religion shirt. Which
the cop that showed up at the end was kind of kicking out.
Oh, there was a cop. Hey, what's the back of your shirt say? Oh, there they are.
A little late, but
there
we go.
Good fucking timing. You know what wasn't a fuck up? That timing. That timing was not a fuck up.
The timing. A cop car just hit their lights.
Tonight was just lined up for us, wasn't it?
But
the cop was going to say something.
He's gone.
I'm officer delayed reaction. I'm sorry.
But when I said drunk driver's a fun game, Boots gave me the fucking most terrified look.
I'm just wasn't terrified. I'm just like, wow.
No, there's a card game that me and Jeff play called Drunk Driver.
Oh, geez.
And it's a drinking card game that we do at parties. Yeah, it is, and it oh boy.
I mean, it still involves driving. But.
You know, now we're on the subject of fuck ups. The term fuck up. Speaking of, you notice how some people like to, I guess, fix up or nice up words like that? Like, I have a friend. I won't drop his name, but if he listens to this, he'll be like, shut the fuck up, Bart. But he was, for a while there, would change, like, shut the fuck up to shut the front door.
And no.
Instead of get the fuck out of here, he would get the French toast out of here. What the French toast? Like, what the fuck, dude?
No.
Kind of got the Leave It to Beaver dad thing going.
No.
Yeah, he was doing that
just
a lot.
Where's my jaw?
That sounds better, though.
I have my moments.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't understand the need
that
to
butters my biscuit.
That I don't really know why there's a need to make things more. I don't know.
Because you still basically are. You know, I don't care. You could ding dang it all you want. You're still
saying the same thing. But when you look at somebody and tell and look at them right in the eyes and go, you are fucking up, or you are a fuck up. That will straighten it all out right there. Because right. that's as clear as day. You are a fuck up.
It does no good to say you are an F up, you son of a B.
No, look, you fucker. It's as simple as that, you know. Or what did Fish used to say?
You don't realize how badly you have shit the bed this time.
Well, you know, sometimes if you're just flat out completely like when we say it's a goat fuck, I mean, that's as straight as it gets. Oh. It's like, listen, this situation is a goat fuck. I see. I don't know if that held the same meaning.
Where did the origins of that
goat fuck?
Where did the origins of that? Why that animal? Why could it have been like shark or?
Because
anything, peanut butter,
I don't know why. I looked up anything. In the Urban Dictionary and it's
you are
there.
A total jiffy fucking pop fuck.
I don't know. I think it's just that's just something about it. Well, my dad's reasoning was what it looks like would be is like six male goats trying to fuck one female goat at the same time, and that in clear it would be a goat that, fuck.
I know.
It's
I
the
know.
Same as cluster fuck.
That well, mental
I know,
image
like,
disturbs
the parlance
me.
In like intelligence agencies like the CIA and stuff like yeah. that. They call it screwing the pooch.
Yep, there's that one. That's a good one.
Fornicating with the canine.
Well, he used to have like a bunch of code ones. Remember, you said that like it wasn't Morse code, but it was like cop talk.
Oh yeah, the phonetic.
Yeah.
Oh, NATO, the NATO. Well,
yeah. Whiskey Tango.
Whiskey Tango.
Yeah.
White Trash. Fox Not November. We won't go into that one.
And we lost the part of the neighborhood. No.
Yeah.
There it went.
The audience of this podcast just plummeted.
Well, you know what I feel bad for? This poor son of a bitch that listens expecting talking about coffee.
Yeah, right?
The one that comes up going, oh, yeah, they're going to be talking about coffee. And like, what the fuck?
What the fuck is a semaphore?
Okay, we'll go ahead and just
nip it.
We'll placate them for the moment. It's a double roast dark brew of nice, steaming, hot, please just go fuck yourself.
Pretty much.
We could be in the men's room at a Hess station right now. You don't know that. We swear to God we're at a fucking
That's
coffee
where
place.
I was.
Yes.
I was playing Miss Pac-Man.
I had to yell at myself in the mirror somewhere.
I was playing with brown nuggets.
No, like, sir, we need the key back. We've still got the license plate on it.
Oh, yeah. We're on the... The keys for bathrooms. I remember in high school, basically, my teacher had this obnoxious-looking pink huge key and forced us to take it to the bathroom. So I was pissed off, you know, being poked fun at and made fun of in high school, you know, teenage angst, whatever the fuck. So I promptly threw it away, and my teacher decided to get all pissed off at me. And grabs out of the garbage, and basically, I'm in the bathroom with my junk in my hand, taking a piss, and he's in there, here, take this. I'm like, no, the fuck out of here, creepazoid Bob. No, I'm your teacher.
No, listen, my dick is in my hand. You need to go.
Yeah, I'm in the middle of peeing. I am urinating. I am expelling urine at the moment. You need to leave. I put your key thing in the garbage because I'm not walking around with this... billboard that says, I'm taking a piss. I'm taking a piss.
Or in the reenactment version with proper actors. I request thee to tarry, sir. Thou dost not realize that my main veineth needeth draining.
Yeah, don't give me a carrier pigeon or something like that. Or an eagle.
Smoke signals.
Yeah. fuckers. Oh my God!
Righto.
Won't you?
I think we're doing great.
we're doing great.
We're doing a wonderful job.
I've done worse.
A lot
believe
better
it.
Than the last.
Yeah. No. No. Like, this
what,
is 30 good.
Minutes of boring.
Yeah. Me complaining.
Just anger.
We just didn't have the piss and/or vinegar for that one. I think.
We don't want to force it. We're just having fun. Assault. What else you got there, Bart? What you don't like the keys to the bathroom? All right.
No okay. Big pink keys.
Okay. What about what else you got?
I don't know. What about you, Jeff?
Oh, the list goes on and on.
What were we talking about earlier?
About filet. name drop.
Oh, fuck yeah.
name drop.
Okay.
name drop. That was like, you know.
How about a certain person? We'll just call him.
Or her.
Johnny Tears?
Oh, no. I'm pretty sure that's spread by now where everybody knows exactly who Johnny Tears is.
Son of a bitch.
Because I'm running around town going, hey, do you know Johnny Tears? And I'm like, oh, boy.
Can we fictionalize the character and not call him Naughty Napkins or something?
Naughty Napkins.
I don't know what the fuck.
I have a really bad feeling that Naughty Napkins has a lot of dried up jizz in it. I'm just saying. It just sounds bad.
You had to go there.
Read your own context from that, buddy.
Well, I'm leaving.
Into the ditch. Thank you.
He just puts the mic.
Throw the credits.
That's it.
Going live.
Fuck. Somebody's cueing the Stephen J. Canal.
Yeah. We have a new hit on A-Track for Gersh Curls.
It's available via A-Track or Smoke Signals. Gersh Curls.
Gooch Curls.
The Gucci Crew.
The Gooch Crew.
Groucho Marx. No, I think... I think
ready.
I know.
The Golden Girls.
The Golden Girls.
Yes.
No, I really... I
over here, he's definitely the raspy voice check.
I'll be running the side project called Blanche's Diaphragm.
And don't forget Blanche. Don't forget his other side project, Help Yourself to the Long Clippings.
Help Yourself to the Long.
I love that fucking name. I don't know why. It just rolls.
Something about it where, you know...
It rolls.
All the fucking hipster bands try to come up with their non-sequitur type names.
You're just like...
I give you a full sentence, and it's...
It's better than most things.
Because the title of that band is likely going to be better than any song made by it. So may as well get your fill as soon as you look at the first album cover.
Yeah. No, but what we're talking about is this little inside joke. There's a local band called Church Girls that, if you listen to that Not For Air Radio or whatever, you know who I'm talking about. I've interviewed them. And we know them in town.
Pittsburgh, Florida, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, there's one in Florida, and they're battling one in some other shit band up in Philly. So Bart is sitting there on his phone for a band fight. Bart's sitting on his phone for like 20 minutes, or we all are. And Bart's not saying a word, and he starts giggling. And I'm like, uh-oh. And he goes,
when Bart giggles, it's on, baby. Yeah,
I look on Facebook, and there's like a post, and there's a bunch of tags, and it's got me, Irish Jeff, Boots, and you, and me, going, we started a band called Gersh Curls. And I'm like,
Gersh Curls.
You can't say it. He's no. Laughing. Give him a second.
Yeah.
Rest and breathe.
Cooch Curls.
Poochie Stooch. What? I'm out. Bye.
We're going to do this. We're going to get through this. So finish your fucking story.
The album is called Boo Boo Kitty Fuck. Yeah, there you go.
But anyway, he made up this fake band, and it kind of took off because we're going to talk about putting on A-Track and fucking Smoke Signals.
Pope Harvey had the best fucking reaction to that.
fuck Church Girls.
Fuck Church.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that was really good, but we have a fun little area, I have to say. I like it, for the most part. It has its problems, everything does, but it's fun otherwise. We
fun
know
little where?
He said area.
Fun little area. Fun like, little, it's...
I should be more specific about that fun little area. I'm starting to...
Fun little region?
Our area we live in, the Treasure Coast.
We live in, thank
what are you talking about?
Oh, Justin's on about his fun areas again.
Oh, God.
No.
Show us on the doll, just don't tell.
Don't tell. Doll fans on. Hi, my name is Jackie.
Dolly touch you.
Yeah,
you're right. Help yourself to the lawn clippings 2015.
Yes. You know what? Might as well copyright it next year, too, while we're at it. And last year.
Nah, I'll just renew it.
There you go.
Then I can get into a series of legal battles. That'll be fun.
I need to get... No.
No, you don't?
No, I don't.
Remember a long time ago we were talking about, was it, porn names?
Oh, God. I can't. The only one of those I can remember was Once Upon a Wife and a Chest.
Yeah, I had one, too. Once Jack Breacher.
Breacher.
How Stella got her grooves packed.
Yeah, I remember those. Fisting Fireman 5.
Inspect her gadget.
Yep. That was all thanks to the Mongoloid, Justin. Big head.
Oh, I miss him.
He was a funny fucker.
That's spherical. Spherical.
The only guy that could ever lie about being doing shit at Halloween Horror Nights and be such a good story that we're like, you know what? This is acceptable.
It was all the Trufus. Nothing but the Trufus.
Well, you couldn't hate the guy for it. You're like, God, it's such a good fucking made-up story.
When he, even if he was bullshitting you,
he was.
The story so entertaining.
You didn't care.
You loved it. It was funny as hell.
Yeah.
Was he back in Gotham City again?
Who?
Where did he leave?
I don't know. What are you talking about?
Bulbous Noggin Justin.
Oh, no, I didn't know he was at Gotham City. I've been gone for 3 years.
No, Gotham City.
Oh, Gotham.
He said he spins the yarns.
I quit.
You ruined it.
I'm sorry. I
don't remember him getting into knitting.
Bart's like, fuck you both.
I hate all of you.
Fuck you and fuck you.
Fuck you, fuck you. You're cool. I'm out.
Drops mic.
I'm sorry, Bart. I didn't mean to insult your cracker. You're good. Keep being salty. Go ahead, playa.
Insult your cracker?
That sounds...
That's another porn name.
We're on a roll.
A series of adult films now sponsored by Nabisco.
Oh.
I missed their commercial where they had the ding.
Nabisco, ding.
Yeah, you had it in there.
I was there.
I was back in my NOM days. With Justin, Big Head Justin. Swinging on vines through Gotham City.
Yarn. And then
a lot of people spin quite the yarn. I won't mention names, though.
So is that like another word for like lying? Spinning stories?
Spinning a yarn? Yeah.
Okay, well, you're stupid.
Welcome to the 21st century.
we didn't know we had yarn. I give up. I'm tired.
I prefer twine myself.
Twine?
Cats play with the shit, Justin.
I should know better, huh?
Fuck's sake.
Fuck! I'm out of it, guys. I'm sorry.
Everybody's like excited.
I'm excited!
Everybody's excited.
Oh! This is good.
What was that?
I don't know. It's a thing.
You're full of wood and rocks. I mean,
rocks and rolls?
Yeah.
I don't know. Tattoos. Do you got some tattoos? I got some tattoos.
I got some tattoos, too. You have tattoos, too.
He does.
I have one. I have the least creative tattoo ever.
You have one tattoo. I thought you had two tattoos, too. I have too many tattoos.
I have, like, three or four.
I think mine might be less creative than yours.
Does it just say the word tattoo? Because that would be less creative.
Is it a tribal symbol?
Is it little sparrows on your shoulder blades? Poison?
What, the Sprite logo?
That's pretty bad.
You don't have the poison logo.
I would say ah.
Where? Oh, that one. Oh, that's like... I thought it was like, for some reason, a toxic waste thing. I don't know what I'm thinking.
I thought it was the band poison.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. Yeah, but those look like skateboards. You got the Dropkick Murphys on your leg. And Jeff has the Misfits.
The frightfully obvious Misfits skull because that was, 18. I'm going to get a tattoo, and that's all I could think of.
It was part two. Older
than mine.
Yeah. You got one, too?
I had it redone several times.
Yeah, just done several times? Redone?
Well, I mean, I had it redone long to mix in with the Misfits. Or the Misfits skull mix in with the Danzig.
Well, since we're on that subject, can we get Glenn and Jerry on Dr. Phil now?
Maybe.
At least they could team up and beat the shit out of Oprah's meat puppet.
Yeah.
That would be kind of fun. Yeah! Well, I think as far as... because you guys got the skull. I never got a band tattoo yet, but I do have to say I do have the awful robot.
Robot looks like it was done in prison.
Hey, to be fair, that's what my robot does look like.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how good my drawing ability is, the robot. But it was done by a bee! About 20 minute long. Oh man. Yeah, it was done by a fucker.
Yeah, I have several band tattoos. Well, not band tattoos. Oh, I got something from Motorhead. I got
Motorhead's good.
Black Sabbath.
Sabbath is good.
Black Flag, The Misfits, Danzig, Judas
Abba.
Priest, Abba.
Golden Girls.
Midnight Oil.
I think Midnight Oil.
Dexy's Midnight Runner.
Dexy's. Come on, Eileen. Shit on my heen.
Think like one Gloria Gaynor picture on your thigh or yes. something.
I think your next tattoo, Jeff, should be the Starbucks logo. You're so much.
Yeah.
No, I already got that, like.
It's on his ass. He doesn't show it.
In the back of my skull somewhere without me knowing it. It's like there's a barcode under it.
Oh, Jesus.
Something was itching back there.
They got to you.
Yeah. There was a bright light. My nose started bleeding, and I woke up here. It was strange. Yeah. 2 hours worth of lost time.
2 hours.
Yeah, Jeff's them bastards sunk, get you, man.
Yeah, Jeff's probably sunk in about $3.5 million in this place.
3.4.
I don't know. I think other Jeff wins with how much Duffy's.
Wait, I'm not good with
Duffy's money he spent.
Duffy's money or my own money?
Your money in the Duffy's. You pretty much own stock.
Oh yeah, Belgian Jeff here. He's fucking. He's like, they have a picture of him. World's best Duffy's customer.
You gotta see when I go there and order water.
They're like, you son of a bitch.
Oh, the fact that you're not, like, buying 2 gallons of booze anymore?
Would you like to mix that water with something? I don't know, some,
I go to a bar and order water, and they look at me like, what the fuck is that?
Well, they did that at Shindig's when we were at St. Patty's Day.
Yeah, I have a feeling that all we're going to hear is your response to him. Like, you're going to wonder, who's Justin talking to?
I know. What do you want me to do? This microphone.
Mr. Jordan has
Jordan
gone bad.
Didn't take his pills today. He's hearing them again.
Technical difficulties.
For the record, there is a fourth person actually here, but he's not audible because there's only 3 mics, and I'm very selfish.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I'm the ghost of the podcast.
You're the ghost of the podcast.
He's the podcast ghost.
There you go, ghost cast.
I'm pretty sure it's just a bug or dust.
Yeah.
Move over, ghost dad. It's ghost cast.
Zoinks.
It's not a guy in a mask, dude. That's right, Scooby. What?
We need emotional Ernie on this podcast.
Emotional Ernie.
That's his new nickname, Emotional Ernie.
Oh, no.
Hey, Ernie, let's do a podcast.
No, Bert.
I'm drawing a bath.
You hit it before I could, because I was going to say, there's Emotional Ernie and Bitchy Bert.
Oh, no.
Rubber Ducky.
Fuck you.
Shut up. Fuck you, Rubber Ducky.
You're just being bitchy.
We're going to have to start coming up with, like, new untraceable nicknames for people. I, for one, shall be using Yogurt Cannon from now on.
You're going to be Yogurt Cannon?
No. That's what I'm going to call other people.
Okay.
Yogurt Cannon.
Yogurt.
The implication.
Nobody can connect who Emotional Ernie was real, or really is, rather.
We made him up.
Yeah.
He's a facsimile.
Emotional Ernie.
He's not the real dad. He's the fake dad. I got in trouble with my nephew with that.
What'd you do?
I had him call his stepdad, just like in the Ren and Stimpy episode. He's like, he's not my real dad. He's my fake dad.
And you got shit from his mother?
Yeah. Oh. It's about the same thing from his mother when I put a hooker header sticker on her car. I said, I love my hooker. I took the headers part off it. She's like, I thought it would make it look cool with a car sticker. It was a 1997 Taurus. There's nothing. You could plate that bitch in gold and rubies and put it on a monster truck frame. It still would look like a shitty car.
Flames.
Flames. Even flames.
No, I mean actual. Just Molotov the bastard.
Might as well.
Yeah, it's on fire.
It'll look like it's going fast.
Ghost Rider's car. Until it blows up.
Some will be going really fast. In all directions.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's my name? Justin.
Yeah.
What's my name?
What's your name? What's your code name?
What's my name?
What is your name?
I'm asking the question, what's my name?
I don't know.
Goddamn right. I don't know.
Yeah. You know what's funny is when I, because I did, I recorded the Not For Air Radio, and I mentioned this show, this podcast. And
you did?
I did.
You dropping names again.
Well, and you know what I said? I said, it's funny that It's funny that...
What did EE say about it? You know, emotional learning?
No. I said that it's funny that it's a relaxed, chilled show, but it's caffeinated. Like, we're all drinking coffee and caffeine, but it is relaxed and chill, like you said not too long ago.
It's just, there's no format.
No, it's very... We're relaxed and having fun. Yeah.
We just wing it.
Yeah, well, fuck, that's how most of my shit starts,
I'm
usually.
I'm sure most people would rather, you know, listen to Phil Donahue on the shitter at this point.
Who's Phil Donahue? Way to age yourself, forgot. Jeff.
Honestly, young or old, who's really listening?
I don't know. Damn. Chinese kids, probably.
Chinese kids?
Change robot.
Robert Cop 3.
How about the Cop 3?
No, I
promised myself I wasn't going to be ethnic or race. God damn it.
Yogurt
fucking
cannon.
Chinese.
Oh, no.
You're going to offend Yogurt Cannon.
Beep.
No, I offended the Yogurt Cannon. And the fucking guy. What the fuck you say to me?
No, I like this. I like this, though, because it is kind of relaxed and chilled. And it's fun. Yeah.
Now they're playing hipster music.
Yeah.
About to get more salty.
Yeah. Well, actually, we're about to wrap it up, I think.
It would probably be for the best.
Yeah, well, it's almost like 40 minutes in. I'm trying to
minutes.
Condemn it down. I don't want to do an hour like we used to do. We're not trying to use the same formula anymore.
So the last 15 minutes of an hour, like, what you think, Jeff? I don't know. What you think, Bart? I don't know. What you think, Justin?
It's so great.
We've done a good job of derailing this whole thing.
We did pretty good,
well,
I think.
We did mix the lad. We had another person who used to be on here, you know, OM. He'd do the last 10 minutes with, like, violently threatening some director on some movie that totally fucked us up.
I can do that. Cecil B. fucking DeMille.
Yeah.
That's all
that
I got.
Cocksucker can never water my lawn again.
Yeah, well, yeah, you know, and that's one of the things I miss about him, yeah. Jesus.
Yeah.
He would fucking,
What is the world come to if you can't threaten horrible violence against filmmakers?
I don't know. I mean, I don't get as mad as I used to, because at this point I'm like, look, they're going to make what they're going to make, and it's just, you know.
It's got to be pretty much 50% of Michael Star-Spangled Explosions Bay's fucking income at this point.
Yeah.
Violent threats on the internet.
Yep.
I violently threatened a Coke machine once. I kept repeating myself that it was a quote-unquote Polish ATM machine, because it kept eating my dollars.
Oh, God.
We've offended the Poles. Oh, no, it's the Poles.
And that concludes the Caffeinated Podcast here at Starbucks. I think they're going to have a restraining order soon.
And also pick up the latest copy of Gert Churl's
EP.
Yogurt Cannon.
Yep. And
on Osteoporosis too. Records.
Osteoporosis. And also the A-Track will be out next fall.
Smoke signals will be provided by Chief Itchy Scratchy.
Thomas Edison will be providing his wax cylinder machine for the next recording.
Yes.
Powered by elephants and puppies.
Yeah.
And the hatred of mankind. I got nothing. I'm out.
We're done. You forgot. And God bless us all.